Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's podcast episode is for a soup maker, French onion soup. Something I've been asked to do for a while, and it's a bit fiddly for the soup maker. I like to just throw in vegetables and then forget about them, add in some stock, come back later, and I've got blended soup. I'm really lazy with my soup maker. I know, I should know better, but actually sautéing and doing stuff like that, I just can't be bothered. I know that sounds so lazy, doesn't it? But of course, you can do soups like pasta soups, French onion soup in the soup maker, and they are delicious. So what you will need is 3 large onions, 40 grams of butter, which is 1 and a bit ounces, I think, and 960 ml of vegetable stock. So this is nearly a litre of stock. So I think if you're in the US, that's about 4 cups worth. A teaspoon of frozen garlic. 1 cup or 240 ml of white wine, 2 tablespoons of dried thyme, salt and pepper, and then if you want to do the gorgeous bread with the cheese on to go with it, then you'll need 8 slices of French bread and about 1 ounce, 28 grams, of grated cheese. You know, you can use French cheese, Swiss cheese, whichever one you have available. And those are the main ingredients you need. And I don't recommend this for your very first recipe with the soup maker, but when you've had it for a bit and you're ready to try something different, then this French onion soup is perfect. So start by peel and slicing your onion into strips and season them with salt, pepper and thyme. Then load into the soup maker with the butter and place it on the sauté setting. You're looking for a minimum of 5 minutes. Some soup makers are slower than others, so you might want to look at it after 5 minutes, reassess and see if it needs any longer. And then cancel the sauté and then add everything in there apart from the bread and the cheese. And then you can give it a stir if you want, but the soup maker naturally mixes it for you anyway, so it's not essential that you mix it at this point. And then set it to the chunky soup setting and for 30 minutes. It must be chunky because otherwise it'll turn it into a blended soup. And then you won't even be able to tell it was supposed to be a French onion one. And then 5 minutes before the end of cooking, slice the French steak into slices and place into the air fryer with grated cheese over. Air fry for 2 minutes, 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, and then set to one side. Then when the soup maker beeps, give it one last stir and then load it into soup bowls and add the lovely cheesy bread on top. We went with white wine versus red wine because then it's got a lighter, lovelier colour. And quite often when I was in France, you could choose which one you wanted. And the darker one was always made with red or with beef stock versus doing your own with vegetable stock and white wine. It's totally up to you how traditional you want to go with your French soup. And of course, you can't do your bread with cheese in the soup maker, so we opted with the air fryer to do this part of the recipe. You can, of course, use something else if you don't have an air fryer, but it's just a brilliant all-rounder French onion soup in the soup maker that you can make at home with your soup maker. And of course, head over to RecipeThis.com and search French onion soup for this full recipe along with step-by-step photos. Thanks for listening, and do of course head over to RecipeThis.com and you can subscribe for free there to our weekly newsletter. It comes out on a Friday morning and it's jam-packed with new kitchen gadget recipes, oldie favourites, and it's just an opportunity to keep you up to date with everything kitchen gadgets that's going on and to help you cook smarter with your kitchen gadgets.